T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
But a guy who's been terrific so far is Jeff McNeil, who joins us now. Another big day today. Hit a home run. Had 3 RBIs. Had a couple of hits again. Another multiple hit game. Mets got a win. A win they needed. Jeff, Mike Francesa on the Fan. Welcome. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Good. Thank you. Congratulations on a good game this afternoon.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Tell me, what's going on now? What do you think about the team? You know, you needed this one in the worst way. Give me a little rundown on where you think the team is right now.
Yeah, you know, we definitely needed that. You know, we definitely got to get on a roll, kind of get back on track. And but yeah, I mean, we saw a lot of good things from the team today. Vargas pitched really well. The bullpen shut it down for us. So, you know, like what I saw today, and hopefully we can continue it.
Jeff, how do you feel about this move to right field? The manager says you're okay pretty much wherever you play. He wants to get the bats in, so it means maybe a Conforto to center, you to right full-time. You okay with that?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, I've actually felt really comfortable out there today, playing on kind of that side of the diamond, same as second base. So kind of used to seeing the ball come off the bat there. But, yeah, I felt really comfortable, and, you know, I'll be comfortable wherever they put me in the future.
So that's good. If you had a preference, if there was, I know you're very easy going as far as where you play. If you had a preference to play one place, would it? I remember last year you said it was second. Would it be second or third, or is there one place you'd prefer, or you really don't care?
I really don't care. Probably the most comfortable second, just because I've been doing that my whole career. But you know. Feel very comfortable wherever they put me. You know, I'm loving the outfield. I love running down some balls and making good plays. And you know, I'll feel comfortable wherever they put me in the future.
You know, it's funny. You did an interview with me last September when you were hitting well, and I don't know if you remember it, but I asked you about Alonso, and you said, "Take it to the bank. He will hit when he comes up here." That was a very good prediction you made about what he would do. How about his thought?
Yeah, no, he's been unbelievable. I mean. I knew he's an unbelievable hitter with some of the most impressive power I've ever seen. And, he's taking really good at bats and, 25 home runs I think he has right now is, you know, pretty incredible. And, you know, I don't see it slowing down in the near future at all. So, you know, hopefully he keeps it up and, you know, hopefully he can lead this team to something good.
You know, how about you know, you guys were ripping up AAA. You know, a little while ago, a year ago, and now both of you are ripping up the National League. I mean, you know, you guys went there. Everyone, you caught everybody's eye when you guys went to Triple A and went crazy. And now you're, you know, ripping up. You hitting 340, him doing what he's doing. I mean, you guys have really continued to do it on the major league level.
Yeah, you know, I think he feels really comfortable up here. You know, I'm starting to feel comfortable, and I think. You know, something that's kind of led to our success is, you know, I don't think we've tried to change once we got up here. We've done what's worked in the past. And we both hit well in Double A and Triple A last year. And, you know, when I got up last year, I had the opportunity to play and, you know, it just didn't change at all. And, you know, when he got up here, you know, just did the same old thing, the same old Pete. And, you know, I look forward to watching him, you know, for the rest of his career. Yeah.
You came up last year. How big of it was? How big a confidence boost was it to come up last year and hit 325 when you did come up last year?
Yeah, no, it's huge. I mean, it was nice not coming to spring training. Knew I had a place on team, and you know, knew I was going to get my at bats, and just knowing that I could succeed in this level. Huge confidence boost at the start of the year.
You know, you put the bat on the ball, but I see you get a little more pull conscious when you're in a place like Yankee Stadium or in a place like Wrigley Field. When you get a short porch to aim at, do you like to maybe look for a pitch you can turn and hit in the air to right field?
No, not necessarily at the stadium. I mean, I kind of pick my count. I'll pick a good pitch to, you know, try to do a little bit more. But for the most part, you know, I'm trying to get on base, especially, you know, start the game. I'm just trying to get on base. But yeah, I'll pick my situations where I'll get a little bigger and, you know, try to drive the ball in the gap.
You've also hit lefties great this year. I mean, you're hitting 340 something against lefties. How about that? Have you always hit lefties well?
Yeah, for the most part, I think lefties, I basically try not to do too much. I don't want to strike out against them. I know, I try to see the ball a little bit deeper. So I don't know what my power numbers look like against lefties, but I know I'm just trying to put the ball in play against them and, you know, just get on base and get singles.
You know, the team's, it's been a little bit of a tough trip. It's been a little tough run for the team right now. You know, the Braves have gotten in front of you guys a little bit. How do you feel about, you know, you make a change with the pitching coach? I know that's way above your pay grade, but how about the team itself? Do you kind of sense, what would you say about where the team is right now that you notice?
I know a lot of the guys, I mean, we need to play better. You know, get on a little win streak and, you know, try to get back in this race. You know, we're not playing to the best of our ability right now, but, you know, a lot of guys are doing a lot of good things, and hopefully, you know, we get on a nice little run and get back in this thing.
What would it mean to be on the All-Star team this year?
I mean, that'd be a dream come true, you know. That's a, you know, big goal of mine, and I basically think I've done everything I could possibly do to kind of earn a bid, and, I'd just be a dream come true. And
listen, I think you have. I think you and Alonzo both, I think you both should be there this year. You both have earned it. You know that?
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah,
Pete, with what you're hitting and what he's doing, you both have earned the spot there. I hope it happens for you. I know it's tough for those last couple of slots, but you know what? I hope you get there this year because I think you've earned it.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
You know, you really have. Your hitting's been unbelievably consistent, too. You've had so many multi-hit games, and you've gotten so many good two-strike hits, like your bat today with two strikes. You do a heck of a job getting the bat on the ball when you have two strikes and a runner in scoring position.
Yeah, you know, definitely in those situations, not trying to do too much. And, you know, actually, the other day I was looking at kind of my numbers from last year. I think I'm right about the same, I think almost like the exact same number of at-bats, and it was kind of scary to see how similar they were from last year. So, you know, I know consistency has kind of been huge for me, and, you know, hopefully that kind of earns me a spot.
Well, good win today. So Chicago is a good town to go out and have a good dinner. So you got a day game, so you got a chance to do that tonight. So go enjoy. Congratulations on another good game today.
Thank you. I really appreciate that.
All right. Take care, Jeff. Really, he's been – I think they both – I know it's hard when you look at McNeil's numbers, and he doesn't have a position. He's at second. He's at third. He's in the outfield. Now he's going to play right field every day. But you look at what he's done, and he's hitting 340, which – let me look and see where that puts him right now. Puts him third in the league hitting. The guy – gets on base, scores runs. He's not a slugger. He's not a home run hitter, but he's hitting 340. He's, you know, he's been a consistent hitter. A guy at 340 should be on the All-Star team. Now, I understand Alonzo to me is a lock. I mean, that's not even a question. If he's not in the All-Star game, there should be an investigation. But this guy has been terrific. He really has. He's done a great job. He's done a great job, you know, getting hits in big spots, getting big hits, you know, when they need him. I talked about today putting the bat on the ball, which he just seems to do. He had two hits and three RBIs today, batting 341. I mean, he and Alonzo have become the heart and soul of this team. And again, they're doing a tremendous job. And today was a good day because they got a good game out of Vargas. Pretty good. I mean, I understand he got four runs, but, you know, that's not a terrible performance. Two of them were earned. So, you know, that was a problem. He gave up the home run, two of them were earned runs. He gave up. He pitched 4 2/3. Lugo goes in there and gets two innings, which is critical to set it up and to hold the game. And then Diaz goes in and gives you an overpowering inning, gives up a fly ball, and then gives up, and then two strikeouts. So did the job. That's the textbook for them, you know, as far as getting in the bullpen and getting some productive innings. They need more of that. So breaks, you know, they were 1-3 in this trip. Now they're at least 2-3. And a good win today led by McNeil. and of course their performance out of the bullpen today. So another clutch performance from McNeil, who I really do hope makes the All-Star team. Like I said, Alonzo's a lock, but I hope McNeil makes it his buddy so they can go together. They both have earned it. Back after this.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.